Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Hey everybody, we made it. This is the finale of season one of How I Died, and we're really hoping that it's going to go out with a bang. I just wanted to pop in real quick before we air this episode to say how grateful I am that this show was able to be made and that we've received such positive reception to it. And I couldn't thank you guys enough for taking the time to listen to this show. You made it this far, so it really means a lot to me. As an indie creator, putting this show together with money out of my own pocket and trying to learn how to do audio editing and everything, it's just crazy to see it actually be out here and see it be live, and it's an insane feeling. So thank you so much for listening to this show. But this is not the last time you'll hear an announcement from me. We've got season 2 already in the works, trying to put the money together to get the cast, crew, and all of the new ghosts that we're going to have in season 2 together, and I am super duper excited. So seriously, if you enjoyed this show, please go to patreon.com/howidied and help us fund season 2. We have tiers on there from $1 all the way up to $50. Anything that you can pledge is incredibly, incredibly helpful. Like I said, this is all coming out of my pocket to put it together, so I really, really appreciate it. And if you sign up for any tier, including the $1 tier, between now and the time season 2 airs, I'll send you a personal thank you note and a sticker in the mail for helping to support and fund season 2. So if you want to hear more from us, go to patreon.com/howidied. Get tons and tons of bonus content. We've already got 11 bonus episodes on there, behind the scenes content, crime scene photos, and tons of information about what we're going to be doing for season 2. You can read some of the upcoming plans for season 2 completely for free, so go check it out, just look at it. If you decide that there's nothing there that's worth your money, then I completely understand. But check it out, patreon.com/howidied, and if you want to support the show, again, thank you so much. You'll hear from me after this episode for a little recap and a discussion on what's going to go on for season 2. So thank you, everybody who has been a patron, who's listened to the show, thank you so much. Enjoy the finale. I can't wait to hear what you guys think and how you react to this. I'm so excited. Enjoy the show.
Audio.
This is Dr. Jonathan Spacer's official audio log in the case of mishandled evidence, obstruction of justice, and potential scandal in Springfield. It was not my intention upon arrival to delve into the city records, but when I started to look at some past case files, I stumbled upon some concerning information. Springfield Hospital records indicate autopsies and case files being closed on cases between 2012 and 2015, despite the fact that there was no coroner employed in the hospital at the time. Someone was signing off on these documents. Additionally, I've noted numerous missing case files around the year of 1989. Upon further investigation, I learned of a company called Springfield Corporation, which, following an incident leading to multiple deaths in 1989, quickly closed up shop and left the city. Since then, there's been an increase in unsolved deaths by 300%. Since then, I've noted multiple additional missing case files and even missing bodies. When speaking to official Springfield law enforcement, I was met with not only hostility, but an aversion to talking about the increase in deaths. Therefore, it's my belief that someone, or potentially the entire town itself, does not want the Springfield Corporation and its effects on the town to be brought to light. I plan to launch a full investigation into case files between the years of 1989 and 2015. My investigation, along with these audio logs, will be submitted to the Federal Bureau of Investigation for further review on the mishandling of evidence and potential cover-up, hopefully leading to the injunction of Springfield County Hospital and the Sheriff's Department. I'm sorry, Crowley. It's not just about you. Something bigger is going on around here.
Audio Media presents How I Die.
Excuse me. Hi, I was paged up here.
There you are.
Got something for me?
I wouldn't say it so cheerfully. You deaf doctors are a strange bunch.
Where's the body then? Oh my. You've got to be fucking kidding me.
Yep.
Her skin is purple.
I would have had someone bring her down to you, but I figured you want to see this.
How is there so much bruising already? Look at her skin.
I hate to say it, but do you mind moving her?
Yeah, whatever. Do you have her chart? Deceased was Becca Camden, age 23. Entered the ER complaining of dehydration and dizziness. She collapsed and had a seizure. A couple of minutes later, her skin started
Please
to turn purple.
Help! You? Anyone?
Becca.
You can see me?
Yeah. Follow me. We'll head back down to the morgue where we can talk in private.
You have to tell them, though.
Tell who what?
I was kidnapped.
Wait, you mean someone did this to you?
Yes! I tried telling the doctors when I was passing out. Or at least, I think I tried. I can't remember. They thought I was hallucinating.
Do you know who it was that kidnapped you?
I don't know.
I've seen this type of thing in other victims. I had no idea that they could be related because of someone else.
They grabbed me from behind, and next thing I knew, I was strapped to a table, and I could practically feel my blood boiling.
Your blood boiling?
And then I woke up again upstairs. That's all I remember.
The case file notes that you wouldn't retain any fluids, and then they eventually couldn't stop the bleeding. Jesus. Here, come on in. Let's see if we can figure out anything.
Hello, Dr. Spacer.
Shit!
Who is that?
Curtis, get the hell out of here!
Come in! Let's talk.
Fuck off. I'm leaving.
Not so fast.
He's got a gun.
I see it.
Oh, this? I don't plan on using it. It's just to help you finally open up like I've been asking you nicely all along.
What do you want me to answer?
I just want to know the truth.
That's not really a question.
Step away from the door, Doctor. We'll all the way in. Fuck. Perfect. Thanks. Who's on the gurney? She looks disgusting.
Screw you, asshole.
Her name was Becca Camden.
Was? Is she gone?
Yes. She's dead.
You know what I mean. Is she here?
Curtis, I've told you. There isn't anything else going on. You had a near-death hallucination.
Don't! Don't you... I know what I was!
It was a fake vision, that's it.
Shut up! Shut up!
Caused by a rush of serotonin to your brain...
Shut up! You need to start telling me what's going on here!
Oh, God. He's gonna kill you, too.
He's not the one who kidnapped you, is he?
No, I don't...
What? What's that look for?
Not you.
What?
Becca, does he look familiar or not?
I don't know.
She's here, isn't she? You're talking to her. I knew it!
Curtis, please. We can talk this out. You don't need that gun.
Liar! You won't talk to me without it! I've tried!
Yes, I will. I promise. Just put it down.
Back up. Back up.
Don't provoke him.
Look, just put it on the table right here and let's talk.
I said back up!
Okay, okay.
Put your hands on the table. Right now. Do it!
They're on the table.
Don't take them off.
Just relax.
I don't want to see you move.
I won't. I promise, just...
What if he kills you?
Let's just talk.
And you swear you'll tell me the truth?
Just tell him whatever he wants to hear.
I'll tell you the truth, but you might not like it.
I'll decide that. I'm in charge.
You're in charge. I know.
Good, good, good. She's here, isn't she?
Who do you mean?
The ghost! Becca! You said her name!
Her body is right here, that's what I'm saying.
Don't mess with me. You said her name. You were talking to her.
Okay.
Okay? What the hell does that mean? Is she here?
I'm here. I'm here. Please stop.
Fine. She's here.
As a ghost?
Yes. She's a ghost.
I knew it! I was right! Right?
Yes.
And I saw you when I died. You saw me!
I did.
Then that means ghosts are real. And you can talk to them?
I can.
How? Tell me!
I don't know how.
Liar! How did you do it? Stop making me drag it out of you, or I swear to God, I'll shoot.
I swear, I really don't know. I wish I did. It's just... It's always been like this, ever since I was a kid.
Who else knows?
Practically nobody. My mom died when I was young, and I still saw her. After my dad went to prison, I stayed with my grandparents, and, well, you can imagine. My therapist at the time knows that I think I can see ghosts, but I don't think she believed a 12-year-old kid.
John.
Why were you hiding it from me? We could have shared something special!
I'm sorry, Curtis. I was just worried. This is not an easy thing to tell someone.
John, don't look, but there's a scalpel on the table near your hand.
Oh, I know.
Know what? You were talking to her, weren't you?
I was. Becca is here. She said she's glad you know now.
Why?
Well, it's incredibly lonely to be dead. She's glad she has another person who knows she's around.
Can she move something? Or haunt something?
Absolutely. Ghosts move things all the time. Becca, do you mind showing Curtis your presence?
I can't do that.
It's all right, Becca. I think he can handle it.
Yeah, I can! Where are you? Becca, where are you?
Oh, she's coming closer to you. Can you feel her?
Where?
I'm not.
She's right behind you.
She's right there, right? I can feel it!
This is absurd! He's holding a gun!
Oh, she's moving all around.
Tell her to stay still!
She can hear you. You just can't hear her.
Becca, stay still. I want to see you haunt something.
John, I don't think this is a good idea anymore. I shouldn't have pointed out that knife.
Really? You can do that, Becca.
Do what? Do what?
She's going to try to make her body levitate. Why don't we watch?
Please don't do this.
Ready?
Ready.
John!
Level 2, alert number 1, code silver and rapid response team.
Hey, open up your eyes. Oh, thank God. John, you were shot.
He's up. John, welcome back. I need to know what happened down there, and I need to know quickly. What did you do?
Yeah, John. Why don't you tell her what happened?
John.
Kidnapper. Purple skin.
Listen, I don't give a shit if you're in pain right now. I need you to tell me what the fuck happened down there.
You didn't think you could get rid of me that easily, did you? Nah. I think you and I will be spending a lot of time together soon. A killer.
Curtis was stabbed 9 times. That's not self-defense. That's rage.
And that's a wrap on Season 1 of How I Died. This is Vince DiGianni, creator of the show, with one last recap for you before we sign off for the end of Season 1. Like I said in the beginning, I just wanted to thank each and every one of you who made it this far, who has listened to the show, who's told someone else to listen, who's supported us on Patreon, who's talked to me through all of this crazy, wild journey. Thank you so, so much. I mean it from the bottom of my heart, and I'm getting teary-eyed just thinking about the Season 1 finale ending, and thank you so, so much. It means the world to me. Special thanks to my wife for putting up with me for all of this stuff, having me disappear for hours every week to work on it. A special thanks to Shayna Waring, David Dixon, Victoria Cherichetti, and all of the ghosts and fantastic people that we had play roles in this season. Obviously, I couldn't have done it without you, and your performances have easily, easily carried this show. And a special thanks to all of my friends, new and old, who have supported and helped and talked about and being just as excited about this show as I am. So, sorry to be sappy, but I had to get into thank yous before we get into the cool stuff, right? This last episode was crazy to put together. David Dixon absolutely killed it as Curtis, and hearing him voice those lines and hearing it come to life was just such an awesome feeling. I hope my acting lived up to his performance in this finale. This was the scene that I had planned from the very beginning, but obviously from the last scene, John is not dead. John is alive. The story is not about how he dies. Don't worry. I'm not that trite. But Curtis is a ghost at the end of this season. And obviously, with the theme of the show, he's going to be around for season 2. We've got a lot planned. I am almost done writing the scripts. We're going to start recording soon. We've got 13 cases planned for the upcoming season. Longer episodes, as something that a lot of people requested. We're going to be doing about 20-minute or more episodes, so no more shorter ones in here. Season 2 was the, brainchild for the entire show. It's where I wanted to start, but obviously we needed a little bit of backstory, we needed to get into knowing the characters a little bit more, but the central conflict of Season 2, with Curtis haunting John, even more mystery as to what's going on with Springfield, and another huge threat appearing in Season 2, it's gonna be phenomenal. It's been so much fun to write. I've learned so much about the process, about my writing style, about what it actually sounds like when it's all put together, that I think season 2 is going to be out of this world good. So for the last time that you're gonna hear from me, if you can help support this show, please go to patreon.com/howidied, one word, to check out all of the tiers, all of the bonus episodes that are already on there. Bonus content you can listen to, read, and get even more information right now. So I've got 2 things planned in between season 1 and season 2. We're actually working on a 2-part mini-series from the perspective of Sheriff Crowley. It's gonna be a noir-style detective movie, essentially, broken up into 2 separate parts. The first episode is about 40 minutes long, and it really gets into the crime side of things, which is really cool, and it's been tons of fun to put together. That's going to be airing for patrons only during the downtime. So if that's something you're interested in listening to, it's coming in just a few weeks, and it's going to be so good. The second thing to look forward to is that I have a ton of updates about what's going on with the show, about the case files that I'm working on, themes and hints towards what's going on in season 2, as well as bonus episodes between the timelines. So between what happened at the end of season 1 and what's going to kick off in season 2, we've got bonus episodes that are going to be coming out on the Patreon feed. I may post some updates on this main public feed between now and season 2, so keep an eye out for it. But if you do want that bonus content, you do want to keep up with what's going on with the show, $1 as a supporter on Patreon goes a long way to putting this together. It's one less dollar that I have to be able to put forward to improve our quality, spend more time working on this, and pay the actors what they deserve. So yeah, that's my last plea. Remember, if you sign up between now and the launch of season 2, I'll send you a personal thank you note as well as a sticker in the mail. So check it out. Last time I'll say it, patreon.com/howidied. I really, really, really appreciate all of the support and also all of the listens. I hope you enjoyed this show. I hope you made it this far in my rant at the end. But I can't wait to see you guys soon, and I can't wait for you to hear what's coming up in season 2. And for the last time, until season 2, try not to die. Let's get into the credits. How I Died is an Audio Media original production, co-starring Vince DiGianni as John Spacer and Shayna Waring as Sheriff Fran Crowley. This episode featured amazing guest performances by Innocent Hart as Becca and David Dixon as Curtis, with additional performances by Jeremy Fury, Maria Miklasavich, and Catabel. Audio editing and sound design was done by Vince DiGianni with mastering by Alexander Mark. Sound effects and Foley provided by freesound.org or created in-house at Audio Media. The How I Died theme song was created by Mike Lynch at silentmikemusic.com. Thank you to Alex Kirk, Amanda Friedlander, Amy Smith, Andrew Cratchwell, Austin Faust, Chroma Witch, Colleen O'Hara, Dwayne Farver, Elliot Waddingham, Elizabeth Jakovic, Eric Howell, Jessica E. Guerrero, Katie Nelson, Caitlin Huff, Kim Petroski, Kimberly Fox, Lauren Lynch, Loretta, Marcus Smith, Marsha Maggie, Michael Lynch, Montronique Irby, Nathan Boyce, Paula Small, Rob McIntosh, Ray Snoke, Roe Thorne, Ryan Koenig, Shayna Waring, Shippers List, SK Pac-Man, Teresa Waring, and you, the listener. I really appreciate it, and it means so much to me that this show is out. I hope you enjoyed it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.